As you journey to eternity, as you move to mastery, you will find yourself confronted with many circumstances, situations, and developments in your life, some of which you may call unwelcome. The first thing that most people do in such moments is the last thing that you should do, which is to try to figure out what it all means. Some people think that things happen for a reason, and so they try to discern what that reason is. Others say that certain things are a sign, so they try to understand what the sign is telling them. In one way or another, people try to find meaning in the events and experiences of their lives. Yet the fact is that nothing has any meaning at all. There is no intrinsic truth hidden in the encounters and experiences of life. Who would hide it there, and why? If it were there for you to discover, wouldn't it be much more efficient to make it obvious? If God had something to tell you, wouldn't it be a lot easier, to say nothing of kinder, to simply tell you, rather than make it a mystery that you had to solve? The fact is, there is no meaning to anything, save the meaning you give it. Life is meaningless. And that is difficult for many people to accept. Yet it is my greatest gift. By rendering life meaningless, I give you the opportunity to decide what anything and everything means. Out of your decisions will you define yourself in relationship to anything and everything in life. This is, in fact, the means by which you experience who you choose to be. This is the act of self-creation, of recreating yourself anew in the grandest version of the greatest vision you ever held about who you are. So when a particular thing happens to you, don't ask yourself why it is happening. Choose why it is happening. Decide why it is happening. If you can't choose or decide with intention, then make it all up. You are anyway. You are making up all the reasons for doing things or for why things are happening the way they are. Yet most of the time, you are doing this unconsciously. Now, make up your mind and your life consciously. Do not search for life's meaning or the meaning of any particular event, occurrence, or circumstance. Give it its meaning. Then announce and declare, express and experience, fulfill and become who you choose to be in relationship to it. If you are a keen observer, you will notice that you keep bringing yourself the same situation and circumstance over and over again in your life, until you recreate yourself anew. This is the journey to mastery.